Coming up on WealthWorks Radio, everyone makes mistakes, but making them in retirement can be costly and should be avoided. When we come back, five of the most common blunders people can make, and we'll offer some suggestions as to how to avoid them. Stay tuned.
And now, WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney.
Welcome in, everyone. This is WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney and Joseph Lanza. I'm Steve Siddall. We've got a big show planned for you today. And Eric, good to have you back. I know you've been doing some traveling and important stuff. Glad you're back.
Hey, well, I'm glad to be back. You know, I've been traveling, seeing clients around the country, and it's been a busy first quarter. It's been a great first quarter. We just put out our quarterly video, our year-end video, and it's just been a great year overall. And I'm happy to be back in the office. Yeah. I think Joseph handled everything very nicely.
Always fun to talk with Joseph. He can, he can carry his conversation, that's for sure.
Thank you. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Joseph. Let's jump into this. We talk about mistakes, and there's a lot of mistakes that people can make. But I want to start with the Fed, and because they've made mistakes over the years, I think.
I think so.
Let's see. So Jerome Powell said the middle of last week, he made an announcement. He was talking about the interest rate and potential cuts, and he kind of summed it up this way.
These recent do not, however, materially change the overall picture, which continues to be one of solid growth, a strong but rebalancing labor market, and inflation moving down toward 2% on a sometimes bumpy path.
All right, a sometimes bumpy path. It certainly has been that.
Yeah, it's all over the place. I mean, it's changed everything. And what's happened is, I mean, look at the real estate market. You know, it's really interesting because nothing is moving right now. When you take a look at the number of days that the average home has been on the market, it's significantly increasing. And that's one of two reasons. I mean, first of all, it's interest rates. Nobody really wants to go out there and get a mortgage at these higher interest rates. But remember, you marry the home and you date the rate. And so you've got to realize that you can always refinance, because I believe that once prices, interest rates actually go back down, I think housing prices will go way back up. And so you have to understand that it really is a buyer's market right now. You can kind of, there's a lot of inventory. You can kind of call the shots right now. If you are going to finance, you will pay a little bit more. But when rates come down, all you have to do is refinance. It's actually very simple. There's a lot of companies that make that very simple. But you've got to pay attention to how interest rates affect your entire life. And I've said this 4, 5, 6 years ago. We put out a video and I said, interest rates are low right now. It's not always going to be that way. And when they go up, it's going to be a different scenario. And that's exactly what we're seeing today.
And with that, we talk about, I loved what you said, marry the home and date the rate. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I like that.
You fall in love with a house, but your rate's going to change over time.
Sure.
So, and you've got to factor that in. And we've always talked about, our very low mortgage rates right now. I mean, I refinanced years ago and I was putting, a good chunk on my home. And now I'm like, I put a little bit extra on it every single month, but why would I? I'm going to deploy that money and put it elsewhere where I can get more of a rate of return on that. So, like I said, there's a lot of people that also are not buying because they don't want to lose that rate that they already have. And they're like, I don't dislike my house that much. Right. So, why would I at least double my mortgage rate? So like I said, it is very interesting how everything has changed in the real estate world as well.
So does that impact, say, the Gen Xers or Gen Z that are looking to buy a home, and the baby boomers are saying, hey, I got a 3% or 2.5% mortgage. I'm not selling.
I think so. I think that's it. And I also think that it's becoming very unaffordable for younger people to actually buy something. I mean, I can't believe, how much what you're getting for a $400,000 or $450,000 home. I think to myself, what? It's just crazy. Now, you can go to other parts of the country and it's very much more affordable. We actually have a client that sold their house down here and is moving back to South Carolina. And he's going to give me $250,000 because the house that they're buying up there is significantly bigger, newer, and about $250,000 less than what his home is down here. And he's like, I'm floored that I'm giving you back $250,000 back to my account, and I'm actually getting a better quality home. So it really does depend on where you live in the country, the different factors that lay with that. I just think it's interesting to see how people can move in different areas, and it's such a difference.
And, you know, that's one of the mistakes that we have on the list here is feeling trapped by real estate. And that really, it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah, well, a lot of people, when they have majority of their net worth tied up in their home equity, and when I say home equity, personal primary residence,
sure,
is a lot of times they will feel like, well, I have all this money in this house, but if I want to get it out, most of the time people are going to have to move. And then in today's environment, well, you can sell your house for more, but what are you going to buy? Something that is higher as well. So then you are kind of feeling like you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, as opposed to an investment property, maybe, where you can offload that asset and actually receive that liquid money from there because you're not worried about having to move as well.
Sure.
And with that home equity as well, just because you're paying off that house doesn't mean you're getting rid of property tax or even insurance. So that's still going to be costing you money to live there at the end of the day. So that's just another thing to think about as well when you think about paying off your home.
Sure. One of the other mistakes that we should avoid is beating the market, because everybody can do that. No, wait. No, only Warren Buffett can do that. No, wait. No, you can't either. You can't do it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Actually, Joseph and I were having a talk about hedge funds earlier this week, and I think Joseph will talk a little bit about that. But, you know, if everybody remembers years ago, actually Warren Buffett came out and actually had a bet against the hedge fund manager, and he said, I'll bet you that the S&P 500 will outperform you in over a period of years or whatever.
Years.
Yeah, and it was a bet that they had, and they bet like lunch or something, you know. But
sure.
Warren Buffett ended up winning that bet. And when Joseph and I were taking a look at a lot of these these hedge funds, and by the way, a lot of people don't understand how a hedge fund actually works. It's actually 2 and 20, and what that means is they're charging you 2%, and then they're charging you 20% of your gains. So a lot of times, you know, you've got to make pretty damn good money in that hedge fund just to be able to actually profit.
Yeah.
Was, I think the period was like 2013 to 2022 is that when they pulled that sample at 9 years, and there's a very popular hedge fund out there, the largest in the world right now, actually, in their flagship portfolio for this hedge fund. And that had realized an annual compound rate of 1.5% over that 9 year period. And they pulled the S&P stats for that same 9 year period, and I think it was 9.8%. And it really just makes you think, the S&P is up so much higher on average per year from this hedge fund, yet this hedge fund still has money being flowed into it every single year. And really, you know, when people are focusing on retirement, the goal isn't necessarily to beat the market every year or really beat the market any year. It's making sure that you're taking advantage of what the market is giving you. And when people come in and we write a personal financial blueprint for them and we can show them, here's what your past rates of return have been, a lot of times what people will see, especially over the past 10 years, is, let's just say hypothetically, over the past 10 years, they've done 6.3%. And that may seem decent. And if somebody told them, hey, for the next 10 years, I'm going to give you 6.3%. Do you want that? Yeah, I'll take that.
Sure, that sounds
good.
But then
they tell them, well, just so you know, the benchmarks for the market are going to do 11.8% during that time frame. Do you still want that 6.3?
Ooh. Now you make me think.
Right. Now you're missing out on what the market is giving you. And then if you say to somebody, okay, the past 10 years have been fantastic and you haven't appreciated near what the market has appreciated, well, then if the next 10 years are not as fantastic, what if they're just average or, God forbid, below average of what the S&P 500 has done? Well, then where's your portfolio going to be? How relevant really is that portfolio?
Oh, yeah. Good point. Folks, if you want to get a head start, it's 800-779-1942. We're talking about mistakes to avoid as we sort of get into and through retirement. Something that happened in the last few years, you know, let's say COVID, a lot of people went into cash, and some of those people aren't back yet. And that can be a problem.
$5 trillion worth.
$5 trillion is still out there?
$5 trillion is
Holy
still sitting on the
cow.
Sidelines out there. Mm-hmm. So when everybody says, oh, the market's at a top, the market's going to pull back, you know, people are, I don't know about that, because there's still $5 trillion of money that's waiting to go in. But that's emotional money that's sitting on the sidelines. And, quite honestly, you know, and you hear all these ridiculous things. If this person gets in the office, I'm moving out of the country. If this thing happens, I'm moving out of the country. If this happens, I'm moving my money into cash. Oh, you'll show them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you really think about it, look at what the market's done over the past 3 and 5 years. Look at what inflation has done to money. And so even the dollar has been reduced significantly over the past 4 years. So the problem is that, you know, you show them, you sit in cash and you buy that CD and you do that. But let me tell you something, you're getting slapped beyond recognition, because over time that CD or that cash is eating away at your buying power over and over and over and over again. And you know, the interesting thing is when you take a look at 2008, which is by far one of the worst years ever, now you take a look at that year, people may recover the next year a little bit, but it's not until 10 and 12 years later that your portfolio will actually feel the effects from 2008. And so maybe in 2009, you had a positive return to maybe like 12%. You think, okay, I'm back in the game. But you have to understand that if you had a 44% loss in 2008, you know how long it takes for that to recover? Oh, and then on top of that, you have taxes and inflation. You're spending money. You've got required minimum distributions down the road. There's a lot of things that happen. You've got to pay attention to your rate of return every single year compared to the appropriate benchmarks and understand exactly where you are. You want to have transparency with your financial situation, and there's not enough people that have full transparency about their own personal situation. They're too concerned about politics or world events or world economies, things that are way beyond their control. And what I'm telling people, pay attention to what you can control.
Sure. Well, again, on that note, Eric, let's wrap us up for this segment and invite folks to call. Come on in and really make their own plan.
Whether you currently have an advisor or you've never worked with a financial professional before, we're going to be taking the next 10 callers who are in need of that missing financial plan. We're going to create and customize a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000 and give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation. What this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. Let's map it all out: your goals, income needs, expenses, tax strategies, and even transfers of generational wealth. We'll get that plan built for you and see where it leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your investments without any obligation. In short, we're going to take the guesswork out of financial planning. So for the next 10 callers, a full-blown comprehensive plan review that is valued at over $1,000, we'll be giving it to you complimentary with no obligation.
Make that call right now, folks, 800-779-1942. Joseph and Eric would love to talk with you, 800-779-1942. That's 800-779-1942.
Next up, we're going to stay on Everyone Makes Mistakes, But Retirement Can Be Costly. We'll show you ways to avoid those mistakes coming up.
Hey, we're back on WealthWorks Radio. I'm Steve Siddall. Joining me, as always, Eric Carney. Eric, an independent fiduciary. He is president of Retirement Wealth. And alongside him is Joseph Lanza. Joseph, again, independent fiduciary, working with Eric and the team at Retirement Wealth. And that really, you really do have a team. And I know that seems trite these days, but it really is what you have.
No, it seriously makes a difference, because, you know, there's a lot of people that say, yeah, I have an investment advisor, or I have a financial advisor. And our clients say, I have a team. And if you actually take a look, you know, on our website and everything, what it's going to show you is the team approach. And so there's a lot of people that don't have that. And that's where a lot of our clients brag to other people. They're like, I have a team of advisors. And it makes a huge difference, because we all understand what our role is. And then our job is to collaborate all throughout the year for the benefit of that client. And so it does make a huge difference. This is the way to actually provide financial planning. It's an all-encompassing approach, and the client feels like, I have everything that I need with you guys.
Sure.
So again, there's an income plan, a financial plan, a portfolio plan, a tax plan. And what's happening is that these things are always running in the background. We don't know when we're going to need them, right? But these red flags or things come out of left field all the time, and we've got to be prepared for those. And so I do appreciate having such a phenomenal team. Again, there's a lot of moving parts when it comes to financial planning. And, you know, the last section we talked about we talked about performance, you know, and there's a lot of people out there who are just trying to perform their way through retirement. They're just trying to drive through 100 miles an hour. If I get the biggest rate of return, that's great. And, you know, we had a couple come in the other day and they were business owners and they're like, we're socking money away from this. You know, our account keeps telling us to put more money, put more money, put more money. And I'm just sitting there and they're like, we're putting money here, we're putting their money there. And I'm looking at it and he's like, Eric, you're really not saying anything. I'm like, well, I'm just trying to figure out what tax bracket you're going to be in because you're shoving it in all these tax deferred accounts. And all you're really doing is you're putting yourself in a highly taxable situation down the road that more than likely, if you don't put an end to, it's never going to stop. Mm. It's actually only going to get worse.
Wow.
And they're like, we never thought about that. And do you know why? It's because we go to get our taxes done and they look at the past 12 months. No one's forecasting for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, and 20 years. And if I could say what is one of my most repeatable lines, it would be to someone who is in their late 60s, who's in a high tax bracket. And I always say to them, why didn't someone 15 or 20 years ago, or even 10 years ago, tell you that you're headed towards a highly taxable situation? And then there's usually an awkward silence followed by, I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
So the bottom line is that you can keep socking money away. You can keep performing all the way through, but eventually it's going to be an issue. You can't keep driving a super fast car because sooner or later you're going to run out of road or there's going to be an object in your way that will end that high speed. So the bottom line is that you have to be strategic in how you get through this. That's what the wealthy do differently. It's not about being rich, it's about being strategic. And it's about building different streams of income so that you can hedge against tough times, you can hedge against inflation, you can hedge against taxes, maybe actually manage your tax brackets. And everybody out there, they're like, oh, buy this investment, buy this one. That's great, but believe me, buying an investment isn't necessarily going to change your life. Now, if you buy some really good investments and then all of a sudden you park it next to a strategy and you implement that strategy and you maintain and you monitor and you manage that strategy, that's going to be a life changer right there. Sure. And so the whole thing is that getting that team of investment advisors, that team of financial planners that are surrounding you and really building a financial infrastructure for you, that's what people are looking for.
Right. 800-779-1942 is the number you can call. Speaking of numbers, Northwestern Mutual came out with a survey they released last week saying that right now it would take $1.46 million to retire comfortably. That's a bump up from $1.27 million just a year ago. I say B as in B, S as in S.
Yeah, it's crazy. When we talk about inflation, too, and we're talking about inflation, how much people are keeping their money in cash, and you see these numbers keep going up. We talk about the healthcare costs for individuals in retirement as well, how that continues to rise. And it really makes you wonder how people are being able to stay in cash. I pulled these numbers. I'm actually going to quiz Eric here live for you. So what do you think the average home price in Florida was in 2016? I'm doing April. So April of 2016, what do you think the average home price was in Florida?
In 2016, so you're 8 years past that whole, I'm going to say 425.
Nope.
What?
Way lower.
Way lower?
You get one more guess.
325.
192.
192.
Holy cow, okay. In 2016?
2016.
Wow.
I pulled these numbers this morning. Now, April of 2019, what do you think the average home price was? So 3 years later.
Yeah, 3 years later. Jeez. All right, so now I'm going to say 550?
237.
237?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez. I was way off.
All right. Now, April of this year. So now we're 5 years ago. It was 237. What is it now?
Well, I was horribly off on the last two, so...
$392,000.
400 grand.
Wow. So you see almost, you know, $170,000-ish increase in that 5 year period, almost doubling over that 5 year period for that. That's where you can really see the effects of inflation.
Right.
Now imagine a savings account earning 0.1% interest in that same five-year period. That's people realizing what purchasing power is and actually watching the dollar deeply in value while real assets continue to increase. And that's why it's so important. We hear all these numbers coming out every single year of how more expensive things are becoming for retirees and healthcare, long-term care. And this is why having a set goal, having a financial plan in place, having an investment strategy is so important.
Sure it is. And, you know, as we look at this, we're talking about the magic number to 1.46 million. And again, I think all of that comes into play. I want to take exception to what Larry Fink, he's the BlackRock CEO, he said that the risk that retirees have, this retirement challenge, if you will, challenging the nest eggs, he says it's an impossible math problem. And again, I take exception with that because there's no such thing as an impossible math problem. It's math.
It's different for everybody's situation. It's funny BlackRock is saying that. I think retirees are facing BlackRock trying to buy their house cash.
20%. Yeah, really.
Inflating all these home prices. Yeah. You can thank BlackRock.
Things are terrible. We're going to buy your house. Get out.
Yeah. Here's 20% over asking cash.
Wow.
But you know, everybody's the way I would put it is everybody's math situation is completely different as well, depending on what their personal situation looks like for what they want out of retirement as well. And there's no, you know, withdrawal rate that you can put a blanket for everybody, like the 4% rule, or
sure,
people saying, oh, it's actually more like 3%. Why are we trying to put these blanket rules on everybody's situation that is so drastically different? Some people have used the 401k to save up their whole entire life. Well, that's all tax deferred money. Now you got to factor in taxes on top of inflation. Some people didn't use 401ks. They were real estate investors. So they're going to be offloading a lot of rental properties. That type of money is completely different than 401k money. So everybody's situation is so different. That's why you really need a customized financial plan.
So true.
Sure. Well, and one of the other mistakes that we could make is the putting a little money in a lot of places, because that's how I stay diversified.
Yeah, I mean that's over allocation, over diversification.
Which is a real thing.
Yeah, and so I mean it does become a problem. People are like, oh, I want to own this, I want to own this, and I want to own this. But let me tell you something. The thing is that you're not really building a strategy. You're just kind of like grabbing at different things, and it's not really a true asset allocation. And so while you're trying to diversify things, more than likely you could be buying all chip stocks, right? Or all healthcare stocks, or all energy stocks, because that's what a lot of people tend to do. Oh my God, this energy stock has done so well for me. I'm going to buy another one and then another one. And then all of a sudden energy tanks, your whole portfolio tanks. And then you're like, well, what the heck happened? Right? So again, you want to think about your finances as like a tree. And I can tell you a quick story about this gentleman up in upstate New York that I learned from. And I'll tell you real quick. He actually had a massive blacktopping business. And I was referred to him in the early 2000s. And I went in there. I'm like, hey, my name's Eric. You know, Tom referred me to you. He's like, honestly, Eric, I don't think I need you. He's like, I'm just going to sell my business for X amount of dollars, which was like millions at the time. And, I'll call you if I want to invest that afterwards. I'm like, you don't want to do anything beforehand, like start building this up? Nope. And he was kind of rude. So I left his office. And, you know, I was very young back then. So I was like, ooh, that was a horrible meeting, right? Here's what I learned from him. Years later, he actually ended up selling his business, but he ended up parting it out because nobody wanted to pay him the amount of money that he wanted. Nobody could get a loan, and he couldn't sell the business for what he wanted for. So he ended up selling his trucks for about 50 cents on the dollar, all of his equipment for 50 cents on the dollar. Didn't even come close to that. Now, what I learned from that is it's like growing a tree. The blacktop business was his main branch, was the main trunk. If he all of a sudden opened up a SEP IRA from that, he opened up a Roth 401k from that, what he's doing is peeling off the gains and building out other assets. If he had done that, he's building this tree with all these different branches on it. And when he goes to sell the business, even if he doesn't get what he wants, he still has other monies that are a backup. No. He put everything into his own business, never even thought of anything else, and actually ended up failing. So he was okay in retirement, but he could have been way on the other side of that fence. So the bottom line is that you want to build a tree, have branches, branches, branches. And that's what we do for a lot of our clients. That's the part of income planning. So again, you know, thinking that you can beat the market, thinking that you can do this, thinking that you can do that. Everything has a strategy in it. The financial plan has many running strategies in it.
Well, we need to take a break, folks. Let's go ahead and invite people to call and come on in.
Whether you currently have an advisor or you've never worked with a financial professional before, we're going to be taking the next 10 callers who are in need of that missing financial plan. We're going to create and customize a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000 and give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. Let's map it all out. Your goals, income needs, expenses, tax strategies, and even transfers of generational wealth. We'll get that plan built for you and see where it leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your investments without any obligation. In short, we're going to take the guesswork out of financial planning. So for the next 10 callers, a full-blown comprehensive plan review that is valued at over $1,000, we'll be giving it to you complimentary with no obligation.
800-779-1942. That's 800-779-1942.
Next up on today's show, we'll outline five important questions to ask your advisor about inflation and its impact on you and your retirement plan. Stay tuned.
We're back on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney, Joseph Lance. I'm Steve Siddall. Eric is a wealth president of Retirement Wealth, and Joseph, an independent fiduciary alongside Eric. And we've been having a fun conversation today. Boy, we cover some ground, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do. I mean, there's just so much going on when it comes to financial planning. Everybody thinks, you know, it's a portfolio. It's not just a portfolio. It is, you know, a portfolio is maybe 25% of your entire situation. And, you know, while that has to be, you know, well managed, there's so many other moving parts to this that you really have to consider. And so, you know, a lot of times that's where, you know, we're going through sitting down with somebody and actually putting them through a process. And again, what do the wealthy do differently? Well, they want a process. They want to be put through something that's really going through and making sure that it's an organized understanding of their needs. And so I think that people like that. They're looking for that financial infrastructure that's really going to build their net worth over time and also solidify them in ways like they're looking for ways to increase their income. They're looking for ways to protect their income. They're looking for ways to reduce their tax brackets. They just want to be financially, I don't want to say worry-free, but they want to know that they're being prepared for anything. And so again, through the financial plan, through the income plan, we're showing them different ways to do different things. And they really like that. They've, you know, and the one thing is, and I think Joseph can touch on this a lot. There's a lot of new clients that come in and, you know, they've been working with other advisors over the years. And they're like, honestly, the stuff that you're showing us, we've never seen before. That's a great feeling when they come in and they say something like that. I actually like that because I know that we're doing something completely different than these other firms. So, and that is literally what we strive for every day. We want to be different. We want to be able to say, hey, this is what we do that somebody else isn't going to give you. And that's just a great feeling.
Right. And, you know, so you talked about dealing with inflation. We talk about inflation all the time. And I mean, again, it's worth talking about, certainly. But some questions that we should be asking our advisors if you're not.
Well, and not to cut you off, Steve, but here's the funny thing. 2 years ago, were we talking about inflation ever? Nobody cared.
No, nobody cared. Exactly.
Nobody cared. And I've always said this, and Joseph is probably tired of me saying this, but I've been preaching inflation since 2001. And do you know, in all the classes that I taught, I would actually have a person that would say, can we move forward in the class? Because inflation has not been an issue in years. And
wow.
I'm like, okay. And I think to that person, okay, that is such a silly way of thinking, because let me tell you something. 2 years ago, when inflation went through the roof, we went back and we factored in, if we put in 2.5% inflation every single year, whether inflation was a problem or not, we realized that our clients were still ahead of the game, even with inflation past 7%. And so I realized, my God, even in the background, when we're factoring in inflation, it works, because now you can go in and you say, well, I've factored this in my financial plan. Inflation for me is actually not a problem. And so that's why when you go into the grocery store, and I don't like it either, you know, I talk to everyone at work probably almost 7 days a week. They probably like get sick of me, but I'm like, hey, I have an idea. They're like, it's Sunday night at 7 o'clock. I know, but I got to tell you this. It's like, couldn't you have texted me? No, I could have emailed you, but I'm going to tell you. So everybody hears from me all the time. So I'm walking out of the grocery store and I just have an idea. And I called Joseph the other day and he's like, what'd you get? I go, just a couple bags. He goes, would that cost you $110? I'm like, yeah, pretty much, you know, but inflation is an issue, right? And you're right, Steve. And I don't mean to cut you off again,
yeah,
but
yeah,
we did not talk about this. I mean, how long have we been doing radio? And oof, all of a sudden now all we're doing is talking about inflation.
Exactly.
And here's kind of the point. Nobody cares about any financial issues until they are an issue. So nobody really cares about healthcare until they get sick. And they're like, oh, Eric, I mean, healthcare is a really big deal.
Yeah.
Oh, really? That's funny, because 5 years ago when I was talking about it with you, you didn't really care about it, right? And now all of a sudden it's affecting you, or it's affecting your family, and now it's a big deal. Everything always has to be a big deal. Your tax brackets, inflation, healthcare, long-term care, required minimum distributions, your rate of return, it's all a big deal. And again, that's why you need to have a team surrounding you, because when these issues become issues, you want to make sure that they've already been considered in the past.
Sure.
And when you look at, like, we live down here in Florida with hurricanes. When is there the most generator sales and storm shutter sales?
Yeah.
Right when there's a storm coming.
Right after. Yeah. Or right after.
Or
the storm.
Right after.
Right after, yeah.
Look,
sure,
at Hurricane Ian.
Yeah.
Generator sales through the storm shutters. People were booked out years because of how many people wanted to get those storm shutters.
The storm has gone through 5 other states, and now it's out to sea, and it's like winding down, and generator sales are through the roof. It's the aftermath. What good is that generator going to do when the storm is long gone? It doesn't make sense. And the other thing I talk about is, 5 or 6 years ago, we had a weird tornado come through Cape Coral, and it ripped apart like 14 houses. And there's a guy with no shirt on, by the way, on the news, and he's standing there with his arms crossed.
Florida man.
Yeah, Florida man. And he says, I'm just glad everybody's okay. He goes, now I got to check my insurance. Tornado's gone. Houses are wrecked.
Whoa.
And now, I'm not making fun of him at all. That's what we do as human beings. Now that the event has occurred, I've got to check in my insurance. That's what we do. And so the bottom line is that, again, there's 3 things to any event. There's the anticipation, there's the actual event, and then there is the aftermath. And sometimes the aftermath is the most emotional part of that entire event, because now all of a sudden the event is over and we can actually sit down and really think about how it affects our lives, how it affects our friends, our neighbors, our family. And then that's when we actually take action. So again, with the financial plan, always have something running in the background. Always know that someone has your back before an issue becomes an issue. That's what we're looking to do.
Sure. 800-779-1942 is the number. We're talking about inflation and how it affects us. And so if I've got a plan, and I'm asking you because I want a second opinion, do I really have a long-term financial plan, and how do I know?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't. I'm always shocked that people that call in after the TV show or the radio show, you know, the first thing they say is, I really don't have a financial plan to bring into you. And the thing is that they're very close to retirement. Not only are they very close to retirement, but they're concerned about retirement. So now they're concerned about retirement, but they have nothing to go by. They have no financial direction to go into. And that's what I always think is a very dangerous place to be, because as an advisor, I want to know where every client is. So I can sit down with Donna, who's a certified financial planner, and I can say, Donna, where are we in this plan? How do they look? What's their probability of success? What path are we looking at? What is their tax situation like? And we can actually answer all those questions. It's fully transparent. But these people are basically putting into a car with no GPS system whatsoever. And I'm saying, now you have to drive to Denver, Colorado. You're going to have no GPS system. You're not going to have a cell phone. You're not going to have anything. Try to get there from Florida out to Denver, Colorado, and see how difficult that is. But now all of a sudden, if I give you a cell phone and I give you a GPS system, it's just like having a financial plan. You're going to understand what roadblocks are ahead. You're going to understand what accidents are there. If there's an avalanche somewhere and they're rerouting you, you can do that. That's what your financial plan is. And a lot of people want to have a understanding of what direction they're going into with their finances.
That sounds great, Eric. I loved how you summed that all up. 800-779-1942 is the number to call. In fact, why don't we do that? Why don't we take a quick break? We'll come on back. We've got one more segment to go.
Whether you currently have an advisor or you've never worked with a financial professional before, we're going to be taking the next 10 callers who are in need of that missing financial plan. We're going to create and customize a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000 and give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation. What this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. Let's map it all out. Your goals, income needs, expenses, tax strategies, and even transfers of generational wealth. We'll get that plan built for you and see where it leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your investments without any obligation. In short, we're going to take the guesswork out of financial planning. So for the next 10 callers, a full-blown comprehensive plan review that is valued at over $1,000, we'll be giving it to you complimentary with no obligation.
Sounds great, folks. Here it is, an opportunity to come on in, sit down, and get a financial roadmap put together. Let Eric and Joseph take that complex financial world and really turn it into something that just makes sense. It's a practical financial review, and it's a phone call away. 800-779-1942. 10 callers right now gets that comprehensive financial review. You'll see where you are today, of course, but more importantly, it does become that roadmap that will help get you to where you need to be. 800-779-1942, 800-779-1942. We do need to take one more quick break, but we're back. Another segment to go here on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney and Joseph Lanz.
Next up on WealthWorks Radio, my favorite part, questions from you and answers from me. Stay tuned.
Back on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney and Joseph Lanza. I'm Steve Siddall. We're, again, cruising through the show, making some good time. And, you know, I mention the phone number all the time, but I have failed to mention the text code. You can text Eric directly. That's text Eric, E-R-I-C, to 600-700. Text Eric to 600-700. It is really that simple.
Yeah, it really is. And actually, we've been getting quite a few texts. So what it does is we get the text and we reply to you. It's a great way to set it up, an appointment. People are busy and they really want to get in a second opinion, you know, or they really want to get that personal financial blueprint done. So if you're really confused out there about where you are, give us a call. Just text Eric, E-R-I-C, to 600-700. We'll respond. We'll get you scheduled. And I'll tell you what, this is a way where we've been able to, I think, change an awful lot of people's lives. And there's one of my long-term clients the other day. He said, Eric, how old are you? And I said, I'm 55 and I feel like 62. But he said, how much longer are you going to do this? And I said, I don't see myself stopping anytime soon. You know, the reason why is because we are able to put someone in a different trajectory. And that is such a life-changing experience for me. And so a lot of times people will come in and you can see where they're anxious, they're overwhelmed by their financial situation. And you know, quite frankly, sometimes it's an absolute basket case. But what you're trying to do is you're trying to put all the pieces together for them and saying, look, here's how we can rebuild. Here's how we can build a financial infrastructure for you. And that's where we start. We start at the bottom when we start to build on that. And it looks better and better and better. What is the only one? What's the one thing that I ask from someone? It's commitment. I want you to be committed to this because when your money becomes more important to me than it does to you, we're not a good fit. So if you call us, we're serious about working with you if you're serious about working with us. So that's the only thing that I really want. And it's interesting because whenever I go to my personal trainer, he's like, are you committed today? I'm like, absolutely, I'm here. You know, I want to do this. I'm committed. So I want you to think about that. Are you committed to your lifestyle? Are you committed to your family? Are you committed to your financial plan? That's what I want you to do. I want you to have that commitment to be involved, to understand, and to be educated about this, to try and put yourself in a better financial position.
Sure. And that makes perfect sense. Let's jump into a couple of questions here before we run out of time. From Cape Coral, we hear from Ralph. Ralph is wondering, are there any other benefits to contributing to a traditional IRA besides deductions? I don't qualify for deductions and would like to make a well-informed decision. I plan to retire at 67. That's in 2 years.
Yeah, so if he doesn't qualify for deductions, that means that his income is most likely too high. However, the one benefit that you might see a lot of people using that for were a non-contributory IRA or non-deductible IRA contribution is for a backdoor Roth, meaning you're taking the contributions to that IRA, although you didn't get the deduction for them, but you're actually converting that amount of money into a Roth. So that is one benefit if you are making too much money for using a backdoor Roth, which doesn't necessarily care about your income anymore. However, you are going to pay taxes on that money that you're rolling over from the IRA into the Roth account.
Okay. So, again, there aren't a whole lot of choices for him, is there? Or are there?
Not necessarily. I mean, there's other choices outside of...
Okay, outside of that.
Outside of an IRA.
Sure.
Or outside of the Roth. There's obviously other investment selections that you can make, but if you're focused on that traditional IRA, you're not going to get the deduction, but the backdoor Roth is still an option.
All right, I like it. Ralph, give us a call, 800-779-1942. Scott is in Bonita. Says, I'm 53 years old and concerned I'm not diversified enough, although I have both international and domestic stocks, but at the moment, that's all. Should I look into real estate investments or precious metals? Thanks. Appreciate your tips each week.
So time horizon is going to be a question here as well for when you actually are wanting to retire. If you're looking to get into real estate, you want to know when are you looking to retire, when you're going to be pulling income out of these investments as well, and that can help guide you for what you're actually going to be invested in. Now, relevancy is a big key point when you're talking about diversification, because if you're diversified into something that is completely irrelevant for the past couple of years or sometimes even 10 years, well then, what did that diversification really do for you? You want to make sure that your investments are first and foremost staying relevant to the times.
All right. I like that. And so, Scott, give us a call. 800-779-1942. And Brenda is in Estero. Brenda says, what should I do with RMD funds after paying taxes if there's currently no need for the funds and I want them to grow with limited risk?
Yeah, so a lot of people say, okay, Eric, now I'm at the point where I have to take out required minimum distributions. First, the number one thing is, please pay attention to your rate of return, because the one thing is that when required minimum distributions were at 70 and a half years old, I would get a call from a person who was 71 or 72, and I knew exactly what conversation we were going to have. My portfolio is so conservative, now that I'm forced to take out required minimum distributions, I'm actually seeing a depletion of my principal. Well, when we go in and we take a look at it, the rate of return is very low, and all of a sudden you're going to see that portfolio deplete over time. So the number one thing when it comes to required minimum distribution stage is pay attention to your actual rate of return. The other thing is, if you don't need the money, what is the purpose of that money? Could it be for future health care, future long-term care? Do you want to leave this to your children? What is the purpose of that money? Once you figure that out, purpose determines placement of your money. So again, some people say, just throw it in that account. Well, wait a minute, not so fast. What is the purpose of that? And that's where people start to think, okay, now I'm trying to have you start to think ahead 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. Because if you just put it into a cash account, now all of a sudden you have to worry, you've already paid the taxes on it. Now all of a sudden you have to worry about getting a 1099 on it, but you also have to worry about inflation. So that may not be the right place to be. So again, think about transfers of generational wealth, think about your healthcare needs, or even future income needs.
Right. So 800-779-1942. So what about the QCD, the Qualified Charitable Distribution? Is that something that could be talked about in that? in that
Yeah, if that's
context?
One of their goals. Yeah, if that's one of their goals, they can use the QCD or giving to a charity from their RMD, and that won't be taxed, but then that money is going to the charity. It's no longer your money, but you will not be taxed on the money that did go to that charity.
Well, she doesn't need the money. I mean, it seems like that might be what she'd like to do. Anyway, what do I know, right?
It's just, it is one option to use. Some people don't like saying that, okay, this is no longer my money anymore. Don't care.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. And let's see. Robert is in Port Charlotte. Robert says, I have a steady stream of income, but given that I recently hit my 72nd birthday, I now need to take RMDs. I'm worried about the tax spike. Is there any way to avoid this?
Yeah, I mean, and this kind of goes back to what I said about the other one. So basically, required minimum distributions get to be stressful for people. And I'm going to be honest with you. With an income plan, we're already factoring in those required minimum distributions. This is one of the things, and I'm not going to give away too many of our secrets, but we are being fully transparent about your required minimum distributions. There's no surprises. You know, there's different ways to pull them out. There's different ways to make them more tax friendly. Again, with the Secure Act and the Secure Act 2.0, you've got to be aware of these before required minimum distributions become a thing. And again, this is why, again, I said before earlier in the show, there's so many moving parts to financial planning. You've got to pay attention to them all before they come an issue. Think about inflation before it's an issue. Think about healthcare before it's an issue. Think about your tax bracket before it comes an issue. These are all the things that are running in the background constantly. And again, we're forecasting 5, 10, 15, even 20 and 25 and 30 years down the road. Please, if you don't have a financial plan, you don't have an income plan, call us today.
Sure. 800-779-1942. I want to ask about the classes that you've got going on, the Foundation for Retirement, sponsored by the Southwest Florida Education Network. And you guys are back up and running.
Yeah, we're back up and running June 19th and 26th from 10 a.m. to noon at FGCU. We're going to be there. Again, we're going to be back there from 2 to 4 p.m. on June 20th and 27th. And by the way, these are all going to be on our website. But if you have questions about the classes, forget about these dates. Know that we have a lot of dates coming up. Port Charlotte, Punta Gorda, FGCU, Cape Coral. All you have to do is text ERIC, E-R-I-C, to 600-700, and we'll get those class dates for you.
Okay, great. That's, I mean, what a great way to get them using the text code.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a great way. And I'll tell you what, how much time do we have, Steve? Because I'm always...
We've got about 2 minutes.
Okay, I'm going to say this real quick to everybody out there. We put these classes back together. I taught these classes for over 15 years. And then all of a sudden, I stopped doing it just because of COVID hit. We're back up and running because we don't want this to be a sales pitch. We were the OGs of the financial educator world before COVID. And then all of a sudden, TV and so forth came along. So I just want everybody to know, purely education. Don't be fooled by all the other ones. Send us the text ERIC to 600-700. And hey, everybody out there, just to wrap up, thank you so much for listening. If you're out there in a financial no man's land, give us a call today. We appreciate all you guys listening. Remember, you only retire once. Let's get it right the first time. Have a great week and an even better retirement.
Eric Carney is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Retirement Wealth Advisors, and this station are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by RWA. Insurance licensed in the state of Florida, insurance license number P138852. Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interests of our clients and make full disclosures of any conflict of interest, if any exists. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information. WealthGuard is a complete portfolio monitoring system. Designed by determining the amount of downside risk a client is willing to tolerate, WealthGuard is added to a client's account to protect them from the downside risk. WealthGuard is not a stop-loss strategy. When the account value in the portfolio hits the targeted value, an alert is sent to the client, advisor, and money manager. There is no guarantee the exact WealthGuard value will be captured or assets will be traded or liquidated the same day due to time of day or market restrictions.